Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Out of Cornwall, due to hacking, the town has changed its procedures for public attendance at virtual meetings. At the Board of Selectmen Tuesday, First Selectman Gordon Ridgway reported an incident took place during last week's meeting of the newly appointed Housing Task Force. People with unfamiliar emails hacked into the session and played racist and obscene materials, he said. Quote, those attending experience insults. It was nothing that volunteers should go through, end quote. He surmised the people who surf websites found the meeting and decided to crash it. Ridgway said he reported the matter to state police and consulted with the town's IT providers to see how to prevent a recurrence. He will also speak with selectmen from other towns and Freedom of Information officials to see how to have orderly meetings when people have the right to listen, but hacking is prevented. For now, the selectman's office will maintain a list of people who want to attend meetings. They must register. There will no longer be public posting on the town's website. First Selectman Curtis Rand in Salisbury said the town is at the final design phase for flashing beacons that will be installed at the crosswalk at the center of town and at the White Hart Inn. The plans have been submitted to the State Department of Transportation. Selectmen have been concerned about speeding vehicles going through town and are finding ways to slow down that traffic. He acknowledged four parking spots, two on either side of the road, would be lost. And some residents might be bothered by that, but the legislature requires that of all crosswalks. Out of North Canaan, First Selectman Charles Perotti said the Boards of Selectmen and Education will present their proposed budgets for 2021-22 to the Board of Finance March 17th at 7:30. That hearing is tentatively set for April 28th at 7:30. Selectman Christian Allen noted the ash border outbreak in town and predicted many trees will have to be taken down, suggesting adding money to the line item for trees while preparing the budget. In Great Barrington, two separate crashes at Belcher Square yesterday appear to have injured several people and snarled the afternoon traffic up and down Stockbridge Road and Route 7. From the Berkshire Eagle, according to the town fire chief, who was at the scene of the second crash, injuries were minor, but they did not yet allow the details to be released. The accidents happened in succession just before 3:30 yesterday afternoon. According to reports, two ambulances were sent to the scene. Also in Great Barrington, a former polluted site that is now home to a 45-unit affordable rental complex is safe for residents, according to environmental engineers who work for the developer and state regulators. Concerns about safety of the site reared their ugly head again earlier this week after an email made rounds saying that a new contaminant was recently found at Bridge Street site. The message urged participation in an evening Zoom meeting held by the developer of the $17.8 million project, Community Development Corporation of South Berkshire. The housing will be ready for occupancy this spring. Allison Marchese, CDC's assistant director, told the Berkshire Eagle that the meeting was another status update required by the Department of Environmental Protection as work at the 8-acre parcel nears completion. Quoting here, pretty much no news except for the good news that we're coming to close of our project, end quote. At the meeting, residents asked for reassurance that capped toxic soil can't be disturbed and that any pollution in the groundwater will not affect residents of the new Bentley Apartments, whose water source is the same as the rest of the town's, pumped at the Green River. Quote, there's no potential for exposure right now, end quote, said project manager Nancy Marshall of Ransom Consulting. For over 20 years, attempts have been made to develop the former New England Log Homes property that sits along the Housatonic River, but in the past few years, the CDC found a way to build units which will rent for $700 to $1,100 a month. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont is proposing automatic admissions policy for the state's four regional universities for qualified Connecticut students based on class rankings. The proposal is part of a package of initiatives unveiled that are intended to make post-secondary education more accessible, affordable, and equitable for graduating high school students and their families. Another component will make completion of the free application for federal student aid a graduation requirement for high school seniors, but there will be a waiver so no student will be blocked from graduating for not filling out a FAFSA form. Lamont will additionally be proposing changes to open up enrollment in advanced placement, early college, and other high-quality courses for high school students. Coming up this weekend, on Saturday, the Pine Plains Free Library is hosting Beginners Chinese Calligraphy at 11 o'clock. To register or more information, contact the library at pineplainslibrary.org or call 518-398-1927. Scoville Library's Common Ground Conversations, Listening Past Differences. You can join facilitator Dr. Mary B. O'Neill in a series of Common Ground Conversations February 7th and 21st and March 14th and 28th from 4 until 5 p.m. To register or more information, scovillelibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 31,055.86, the NASDAQ at 13,777.74, and the S&P 500 at 3871.74. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.